Today's show is brought to you by the Star City Murders.
Yes, the new film of mine, The Star City Murders, is out everywhere now. You can get it on Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, Vudu, many platforms, satellite cable for rent or purchase. It's great. We also have a DVD and Blu-ray release. So if you're into serial killer, thriller, detective stories, this is the movie for you. Check it out today, baby. Welcome back, everyone, to Daily DVR Does Sugar. Yes, the Apple Plus TV series starring Colin Farrell, our boy. Today, we'll be talking about episode 6, Go Home, directed by Fernando Morales, written by Mark Protasevich, Donald Yeo, and Sam Catlin. We are proud sponsor of the DVR Podcasting Network. You can go to dvrpodcast.com for all the shows that we do through the years, back and forth, and the future. We've got Little House of Dragon and Mayor of Kingstown coming up soon this summer. And you can also become a patron. Go to patreon.com/DVR. And for a couple bucks a month, you can get ad-free podcasts, exclusive pods, and a bunch of other things that Axel throws down the pipeline. All right. Today, I'm Heath Solo. With me, of course, is our co-host and our master of men, Mr. Axel Foley. How you doing today, Axel?
I'm doing great, Solo. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to talk about the big reveal.
Yes, you are podcasting from your bathroom, which is good. You've got a friend coming over to help you out. But we brought back our man. We said it after episode 4. You better come on after episode 6, because Alan Sepinwall said, be prepared for a twist from one Mike. Mr. Detroit, Rock City. What's up, Mike?
What's up, man? Another great intro, man. Don't get on your thing about Sepinwall again, man. Calm down.
It's all fired good. Up. It's all good. He has enough street cred. He's done some great work, so I am good with Sepinwall. Axel explained to me the nature of what's going on now with clicks and hits and the way people are covering shows. So it's a different world. I'm old school. I'm an idiot. So, you know, that's just what it is. All right. So, guys, we're going to jump into this big reveal of episode 6 before we're just going to get right into it. So the big reveal is that Davey is alive but brain dead. So we're going to talk about that for an hour. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. So no, we get,
which was actually a theory that I had, which was correct, right? I was like, I bet you he's not going to be dead somehow. And he was dead.
Yeah. No, he's not dead, but him and Margit decides to pull the plug and Davey's gone. But no, we get the, you know, I'm just going to say this. I don't know if I was not doing the pod and just watching this show with my wife, I don't know if I would have come up with John Sugar's not human or is an alien or vampire or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. I probably would have picked up something, but, you know, Axel's so smart that when I talk to him about shows, you know, he makes me think. But I don't know what to call him, but we get Johnny Shug in the bathroom, injects himself, which I believe we've seen before when he went to bed in the hotel. So he might have gone home before. But so he becomes like Silver Surfer or some alien or whatever. Mike, you're our guest. Basically, we had been talking about a twist. We've been theorizing what he could be. What was your initial reaction when you finally saw it? Or because the talk was out there in theories, were you shocked? Were you not shocked? What are your thoughts?
Well, I wasn't shocked because I suspected it pretty early on. But aside from that, though, I still thought the execution of this twist was really, really well done. I think like how you mentioned, you don't know if you would have, you know, you would have suspected something if you didn't watch it with that eye. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for the one line that gave it away for me, if they hadn't done that, I probably would have been shocked. Like, I might not have seen it coming. I might have thought it was something more grounded. But in episode two, when Ruby said, we're supposed to be observing these people, it was right. Observing these people that was the phrase that did it for me. Like, that was, I think it was episode two. And I said it in my video. I'm like, that observing these people? I'm like, is this motherfucker an alien? Like, so, like, so, I mean, if they hadn't had that line, I feel like I probably wouldn't have landed there. And they would have shocked me. I thought they did a great job with that twist. And then what I love the most about it is how irrelevant it is to my enjoyment of the show. like I didn't need that at all. I'm glad that they pulled something kind of crazy like that off within a show that felt very grounded. But like, I'm not like, when I go tell people about this show being great, it's not going to be, oh, and there's a sick twist. There's so many more things. There's so many more things that are more interesting about this show than that, including just John as a regular fucking guy that I don't know. I love the fact that they were able to pull off something so crazy in such a grounded show where that thing, even though it's a big deal, it's still largely like a small piece of everything, because there's still two episodes left and I still got like 10 different questions about what could happen. Not even about what could happen. What is like, what the fuck is going on? I have no idea. In a good way, I have no idea. And I love that.
Axel, let's get your hot take and then I'll give mine after you.
Well, thank you for your compliments, Solo. Mike, it's good to have you on the pod. I don't know if I said anything to you yet. I've been thinking about blue aliens and never nudes.
Are we at a funeral? Why do you sound so somber?
I don't know why I was so serious there for a second.
Like, Davey's going to be all right, man.
I know.
So sad.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
He's going to a better place.
I kind of like
it. I know we decided to go to the B storyline with not talking about Davey in full, but, you know.
Well, I will have to say that I was a little, when a reveal happened, I was kind of a little bit numb, a little bit blank, because I knew something was going to come, you know, and when you know something's going to happen or something's going to be revealed, it's like some episodes of Lost where you'd hear there's something big's going to happen, right, Solo? And we'd be like, well, yeah, we were a little let down. But this is kind of exactly what I expected. I thought he was an alien. For a second, my wife may have had me believing he was a werewolf or a vampire, but I didn't see that happening. I was pretty convinced he was an alien. And I think we really get our confirmation when he blocks a bullet with his hand.
Yeah, that definitely could have swayed it.
Yeah, that was kind of the reveal. But the actual reveal, I agree with Mike. I like the way they did it. I still love this show. There's a really quick little video that Colin Farrell did, and I'll try to put it in the show notes or I'll try to put it on our Facebook page. There's actually a Facebook group about Sugar, which is pretty cool. You could just look up Sugar Apple TV, and there's a group there, and it's just 400 or 500 people. And one person posted it where Colin Farrell kind of talks about it. And there's an interview that I read in TV Guide with Simon Kinberg talking about who produced it, talking about the reveal and what they wanted to do it and everything. But I don't know. Overall, I'm more intrigued now. I really am. I want to know how Ruth is connected to Ruby. I'm sorry, I keep calling her Ruth. How Ruby is connected to it. Why she was texting people, what's going on behind the scenes, why are they there, the mission. I'm into it all. I think it's who's a sister. I thought it was really cool. I do want to shout out Robert Crane from our Facebook group, who posted a picture of what was the guy's name from the Never Nude guy? You know what I'm talking about. From Arrested Development, Tobias. From Arrested Development. Remember when he was in the Blue Man group? Oh, yeah. Did you watch Arrested Development, Mike?
Yeah, I've seen some. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen some of it.
So remember, he painted himself all blue. And we have some takes, but I want to hear yours, Solo. I've rambled enough. What did you think, pal?
Oh, no, I mean, I guess I was prepared for it, but the show executed it in a proper way throughout these episodes. Like, I know I heard some backlash, like some critics and stuff were just like, oh boy. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, whatever. You love Shogun, you hate everything else. But regardless of that, I thought it was done well and they dropped the little clues. Yes, I was with Mike, the Observer thing because of Fringe. And I was like, oh, it has to be now. So that did it for me. But I actually, the scene with Stallings and his two goons, female and male goon, when he's there literally on his knees about to get shot. And I mean, Eric Lang has just been awesome as Stallings. And he's like, no, it's already predetermined. You're going to die. And I was like, wait a minute, is the twist going to be they kill off Sugar? Like, I honestly was thinking that for like 2 minutes.
I wish I had.
I was like, wait a minute. Are they going to kill off Colin Farrell? Because spoiler alert, in a great detective show we like, they did that, but then he came back years ago in a show. That's very true. So I was like, is that what they're going to do? But I'm also glad that I was afraid also then when I was like, no, that's probably not it. This is all going in my head over like 20 seconds as I'm watching this. Then I'm like, is he just going to become a alien beast or something? Like, I was like, don't do that, because I love the private investigative, the old movies, everything that's going on. And I think the way they revealed it with the shot to the neck, he transforms. He's still got the Colin Farrell looks. He's just got different skin or whatever that is. And it fits in, especially the way Sugar acts, how he's calm, but he does have the, you know, with the love and the hate, the left and the right fist. It seems like him shaking the fist is that hate part. But it just like it flows the way he's acting, like he is from another planet. He is the sweetest man and sees great into humanity, but also when he has to, he can be dominant and he doesn't want to kill you, but if he has to, he will. So I loved it. And I was prepared a little bit for it, but the show prepared me. Not only you, Axel, and some theorized, the show prepared us for it subtly. And I think they did a really good job at executing that for us.
Cool, man. I'm glad none of us are like, this sucked. This was terrible. I'm glad, because there have been reactions like that. But
really?
I have seen them. So, I mean, it's the internet. You know what I mean? So you're going
to
see.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't see what there is to really criticize. Like, this doesn't feel like, oh, we just went. This doesn't feel like they, like, pulled the curtain back and there's some ridiculous fucking thing that hasn't been said. Like, I feel like they set this up. Like, this, like, it, this doesn't feel like it, it, it sounds like it shouldn't fit, but it does. And they've, like, I don't know. I don't see what the issue is, unless it's an automatic knee jerk reaction to where you just go, an alien in this detective show. I don't like that. But like, I don't see I don't see a reason to be upset based on anything that's happened on the screen. Like, I feel like it's all there. It's been executed with the proper amount of like groundedness with what the fuck is going on. And I don't know, man. I don't see how people could be pissed, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, because I think that the tone was set, and I found it was in the Radio Times that Colin Farrell, it's just a quick, like 2 minutes. And he talks about why he was interested in the character and this and then obviously it's revealing the twist. And in that other interview too, I think it helps to read. They initially, you're right, Solo, remember he does inject himself in the end of the first episode. And originally they were going to show it then and give you that twist then. And then so if you think about it that way, and then all the stuff with Ruby and the meeting and the group and the observe, it would make it, I think they...
This would have been 100 times less interesting if they'd done that.
Agree.
Yes.
I agree. I think they did the right thing. I really do. And oftentimes I'm not a fan, but this is really the rare occasion for me that the substance of the show was so high quality and so interesting that it's not really, it's almost like it's not really a big reveal. It's like we knew something was weird. So now it's even more interesting and how it connects to everything.
Exactly.
It's not two separate plots. The plots are together. So in that sense,
we just don't know how yet, but
and that's part of the fun. That's cool. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm so excited for these last two. I'm like, how the fuck they're going to connect this shit? Like what's going on here? Like, man,
you guys make great points because the reveal, I mean, it may reveal, I want to know a little more about their community and how he's come to Earth or whatever that whole thing is. But we still have the storyline and we still have, the mystery of Olivia, and there's so much more going on. That's great that I want to know, Yeah,
Olivia, not even in the basement. I'm like, that's a really big deal. Like,
yeah, just dogs. And why did he only let one dog out?
Well, because, I want to speak on this. So remember I mentioned a few episodes ago, the way Sugar looked at Kenny and kind of got him scared, mm-hmm. and how he calmed Stalling's dogs down. Mm-hmm. Then again, there's another thing there that show, but also, I think it seemed to be the one dog. I mean, that was Stalling's side project. And I'm wondering, what is a side project? Is he making dogs like killers, or what's he experimenting on? It seemed that the one dog that maybe didn't take, or is a new dog, or hasn't been worked on, whatever, that was the one he left out, because maybe I think he again had that connection with that dog. Like, wow. It just, out of all the bunch, the wildness, I felt he was connected to that one. But that's just my take on that.
Well, I will say that on this Sugar the TV series on Apple TV group, there is a dude there. And his name is Royal Basich, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But he has a very interesting theory that kind of I was thinking about with the dog thing, which is, could it be that Stallings and the connection to Ruby is, remember, what was it, two or three episodes ago, when Ruby was having a conversation, I believe, with the doctor, and she said something about their methods have changed, mm-hmm. right? The new project or something. And Royal theorizes is that they're somehow crossbreeding, that the aliens have moved from observing, right, to infiltrating. And I'm actually picking up, he kind of laid it out, I'm picking it up more. But I kind of like that idea, that that's what the crossover is, and the dogs are what they're starting with, right? Like, they're kind of breeding alien into these dogs to see if the alien and Earth somehow DNA can work, you know, like it's an experiment. And maybe in some way, Olivia either was a, that's why the girls are being abducted too. Like, they're using Stallings because he has basically test subjects that maybe he doesn't even know about the alien shit, but they're somehow getting things from him, either animals or people, to do this kind of crossbreeding with. And that's X-Files. End Fringe.
That, like, I don't know. I'd have to, if that were it, I'd have to see how they lay it all out there. To me, that feels like it's getting a little bit too far detached from the grounded aspect of the show.
Okay.
Like, I feel like the show is more meant to focus on the Olivia mystery, and however, whatever way they're involved with that, then what the alien aspect is. Like, I kind of feel like that's almost kind of like, and oh yeah, also they're aliens. But like, I could be wrong, and this also could just be what I'm hoping for, as opposed to what I actually think is going to be happening, and I'm just conflating the two. But it just feels like the stuff with Ruby and Stallings and how that connects to everything else and Olivia, I haven't really pieced that together yet, but right. I feel like when we do get that piece, I feel like it's going to be a little bit more like associated with, like, I don't know. Cause when we talk about the human trafficking with that Stallings has been doing, maybe that's the reason he's doing it for, and not for like sex or something like that. But then we also know that Davey was using those women for that purpose. So it's like, I don't know, man, there's so many different ways this could go, but
it's
far out there, but I don't know. Depends on how they do it.
I mean, because that's the big thing. I mean, we got the reveal of Sugar, but the big thing is, what is Sugar going to find out that Ruby's protecting someone, and that the higher ups are saying, you know, are trying to steer it in a certain way? Like, what is this big reveal that Sugar's going to find out that they don't want him to? And what about this case? You know, that's what we've been hearing the whole series.
Yes.
So we still have that.
Yeah.
Is it bigger than him being an alien, you know, or whatever, yeah. Silver Surfer?
Well,
there is that.
I got something, but it on could that be Solo. Connect-
oh,
I'll like let that. You, but I'll save it. I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I'm there's okay. No interruption needed. I'm trying to be nice, like Sugar. Like, it's okay.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to mention. That's exactly what I was going to mention. That what do we know about John Sugar? He has the ability and power to hurt people, and he doesn't want to do it. He overwhelmingly wants to help people. He's empathetic to even to criminals or to people who have done him wrong, right? He's level-headed. He's calm. He doesn't want to interfere with humanity. He somehow seems like he wants to save it. So that's why I kind of think that the crossbreeding or experimentation, or that they are in some way hurting humans. And the one thing we've learned about this character outside of him being an alien is that he's a really nice motherfucker. He's like a Boy Scout, right? So that would make sense to me. And that would make sense why Ruby doesn't want to reveal it to him, or why they all seem to want to keep something away from him, right? It's almost like everyone at the party was kind of, he was a center of something, and maybe it's that he's the center of good and of the
original.
What's that? Did you say something, Mike?
Huh? Oh.
Oh, did we lose Mike?
I don't know. He said something about the center of what?
Oh, I was just saying, he just felt like the center of, I don't know what, but didn't you feel that way too, Solo? Like there was some kind of
at the party.
Yes. At the party. Right. At the party, that he was the focus of something of, you know, I don't know. That's just,
I'm wondering, to really get into this with what's going on. So you have the group, like you said, at the party, everyone knows languages. I'm assuming all those people there are aliens too that are in the group. Mm-hmm. But now is Ruby? See, I feel Ruby's a human,
but I could be wrong. I think she's an alien.
Oh, you do? Okay, because there's So, and then Ryan Chappelle from 24, the Observer, there. You think he's an alien as well?
Yep, and the doctor.
So all the people in the group and the doctor. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think that as well.
Okay. Okay, so if they're all aliens, because see, I was always thinking that, and maybe I'm thinking of Three Body Problem, whatever, that maybe they have one human there that kind of can explain certain things, well, and that's why I thought Ruby was the one human.
Maybe that's an interesting theory. So
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it just feels, but because, you know, she's his handler, she looks young, and she looks like, you know, the girl next door. That's why I'm thinking, well, maybe she is an alien, just, you know, she's older in years, but she looks what is very strong. I don't know, but she just seems very scared, and she's was adamant when Sugar shows up to her house and is like, "Tell me what's going on." She will not budge. She gives one little information. They said that they allowed me to say that, and I can't remember what that was. Just that to, I don't know, to drop the case or whatever. But she will not budge. Now, my question is, she goes to get him aspirin. The aspirin's there, as revealed. But she goes, "Oh, I don't have it here." She goes upstairs. And then she comes down and says, "Sorry, it took a little while." So I'm assuming she either brought down different pills,
yeah,
or just aspirin, or she had to communicate with someone, mm-hmm, to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the latter.
Okay. That makes a lot of
sense. I
thought
it was both. I thought she either communicated or did something, and it looked like she had another set of pills in her hand, so I thought she was going to drug them or something.
Oh, it looked to me like she had the exact same bottle of aspirin, like just a different bottle of aspirin. She was going to give them the aspirin. Like, I feel like she went up there to contact somebody.
Okay.
But I think to what Heath was just saying a minute ago, the whole thing with whatever it is that Ruby won't say to him, I think that's, mm-hmm, the connection that we need, that's connecting everything that we just don't know yet. Because you remember, right, when I was last on and we talked about that party scene, and I was saying the whole time, I'm like, I feel like there's something that everyone knows that concerns John that they're all trying to not say about to him.
All right,
like they're
guys,
talking to him with kid gloves on. That's the thing. And it involves his sister, I think, and it's probably connected to the trafficking. But like I can't put that together. But that the whole time, that's another reason why I think I'd have been clued in on something being up, even if it wasn't for Sepinwall having said something, is that the whole time I felt like people have been looking at John in this way, like they know something about him and he doesn't know it, and they're trying to keep that from him.
Yeah.
So like,
and that's what I was trying to get to. Sorry to cut off.
No, I was done.
Is Sugar, everyone else that's in the room and part of the group, is Sugar like the newest member? Like, I felt like it's Colin Farrell. He's the lead. He must be the, but is he just going through certain things that everyone else has gone through? That's one thing I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, could that be a possibility where they know everything
the
and he's just going through?
Yes.
Yeah.
Solo,
that's right. What I was thinking.
Yeah. And
he's a teenager or something.
Yes, because here's the point that I was going to make. When we're talking about, again, about that party scene and how all those people there were aliens and how they all speak a bunch of languages, my thought was that they are all positioned within different places throughout the world where they kind of do whatever it is that their mission is. And every now and then they get together and meet for that party. But by and large, they are positioned in different places to observe, you know, to whatever goal, I don't know. But John specifically, like you said, about him being almost like the new guy. And I said this when I guessed that he might be an alien in my video for the second episode. That could be why he's so into movies. That's how he's learning about humans, is through movies. That's why anytime he starts doing something, we see a lot of like movie scenes that are related to what he's doing, intercut with those scenes.
Right.
So to that point about him being new, that could be it. Like he's learning still watching these movies and shit.
Yeah, that's
because he even says this episode, life is not always like a movie.
Yep.
And again, he got into movies late. And this is how,
right.
I mean, there are people, including my wife, who learned English through watching Friends or watching.
Yeah. Oh,
stuff,
that's
or,
so common, dude. That's,
you know, it's very common. Yep. So it just made, that's why, you know, probably one of the reasons why I relate to it so much too, is because I got that feeling. And again, that's just, so
guys,
it's
the answer. I have the answer.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt, but now I have to.
No, it's okay.
This is it. TV show transcripts. Again, our friend, thank you very much. TV show transcripts. rboard.org. I feel like I'm in the 1990s. Ruby is having a conversation with Miller. Miller is the guy from 24 that you're talking about, Solo, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He says, I'm going to read it word for word. You wanted to talk. I'm sorry. I know how busy you are. Miller says, so something's going on with Sugar. It's just that There's a worry that his current job, this case, might lead him to come across things. It's only a matter of time before he sees things he won't be happy about. These things that, frankly, I'm not happy about. These new methods. Miller says, we're just observing, like always. Ruby says, no, Miller, this is new. Then Miller says, these people... No, I know, it's true, but in the end, it's necessary. Sugar won't see it that way, so don't let him find out. I don't really see how I can stop him. I mean, I've tried. Then he says, whatever it takes. And then he goes, I think that's a cottonwood tree, isn't it? And they go and they talk about something else. But I think that's the thing we're talking about, guys.
That I don't even have a guess.
No, that he... They're hurting people. They're not observing anymore. They're moving from observing. Their original mission was only to observe, like the prime directive. Now they are somehow bending that. How are they bending that? They can change their shape, right? But they seem to still resemble their original shape. Could it be that they are changing into or in replacing other humans? This is something we've seen before, right? Are they experimenting with humans? Are they crossbreeding with humans? Are they worried about this whole thing about learning from films and this fantasy world? And then that is then juxtaposed with the harsh reality of this Hollywood family that's incestual and wants to, like, is killing each other or hates each other and all this kind of crazy shit. I think that's a clue towards maybe these aliens are seeing what John doesn't see. He still sees the love of humanity. He still believes in people. They don't. They need to change people because people are killing the environment. They're killing themselves. Or perhaps they think that human beings are in fact now too dangerous to their species to observe any longer. That's my thing. That's all I got.
I like it when you explain it that way. I think the only thing that I would need if that were to be the case would be why they're so adamant about John not finding out. And I think I would need a little bit more than just,
okay,
he's such a good guy. It would hurt his feelings.
He's like their hero in some way.
But like, I don't know. I feel like I would need a little bit more than that. Like, I would need it to be a little bit more of a personal connection.
Okay, that's interesting.
Like something having to do with the sister.
Yes. There you go, like, Mike. Yes.
Like, yeah, like it can't just be like, much. Oh, he's a good guy. And he feel really shitty about it. Like,
right.
I like that very much. Like,
we tried this already on his sister and she died because
there
of it.
There you go.
That's what I would need.
Stallings has his sister. Stallings, you know, or his sister.
Yeah, something like that.
His sister was in the body of, you know, the original girl. What was her name? Natalia or something that died? Remember? Ooh. Who was the original that Stallings' buddy killed?
Teresa's sister. Teresa's sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe
Carmen.
Carmen. Yep. That was
maybe.
It.
Yep. Yeah. She had taken over her body, and Stallings killed her or something. You know what I mean? Like it could be that they're covering something up, and that's the reason why they're involved with Stallings.
We completely have forgotten. At least, well, I'm going to say I have completely forgotten about everything involving that situation, like the guy that supposedly got killed, whether or not Melanie was telling the truth.
Yeah, where's his body? Maybe
he was telling the truth, but she talked to where'd his body go? Man, there's so many. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, see, they did a good job here. They did a good job of making a really good detective story and throwing in this alien shit, which makes it, is it just a cover-up, you know? I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah.
I wonder if this is just my little fan fiction thing, but I'm wondering if the aliens influence movie producers to do certain movies to train their to train their people. Like, maybe LA Confidential is a newer movie. Maybe
Solo.
Maybe
it could be
the
so
Seagulls could be in on it.
Yeah.
We need John to learn how to fight. Let's can someone make the Matrix?
Yeah, let's get so the Matrix. You know, yeah. Oh, that'd be insane. Whoa. I just had to throw that out there because now I start going like, how long have they been there? Who's the influence? Is one of the Seagulls an alien that's, you know, went rogue Like, I think if Jonathan Siegel was, if he didn't die of a heart attack, if he kind of recovered really quickly, I would have thought that maybe he was a plant. But why? Okay, so what brings me to the question is, why are the Siegels, other than him, Jonathan, so adamant that, oh, don't worry about Olivia, she's fine? Is it just a cover up, or that, you know, that's what is still in my head. Why they're so, because the way Bernie breaks down about Davey, I mean, why was that scene there? Yeah, sure. To show him that he's human. And I love that Vegas story where he just, you know, he won, you know, his 13-year-old kid won 40 grand at the craps table, and he should have been a parent. That was some good acting
solo, wasn't that?
Oh,
that
was Dennis Boukassaris is the man. I've loved him since Batteries Not Included.
Good ass acting.
But like, why, when he's telling this story and he's like, I just wanted him to be happy. It's like, okay. And then my wife's like saying, well, why is any of this concerned with Olivia? You know,
the show's been making that point the whole season.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I mean, maybe it's his heir or whatever, but I've got such a great point. Like, he was born into this, and he got more, he got more, he got more. And that's true about Hollywood royalty. Yeah. I mean, you get born into fame and fortune. How do you not at 20 years old or whatever, be an asshole and try to take everything you want? Because that's all you know. I mean, not every Hollywood royalty is like that, but I mean, you know, college kids and high school kids, how we acted. Imagine throwing millions of dollars and fame into our pockets. Oh my God. Anyway, wish I was an alien. What were you going to say, Axel? What were you going to say?
We have a theory. Actually, it's a kind review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, DV and MSM. Thanks for all you posit about sugar. Loads of great theories. Why does Grandpa want to find her so badly? Maybe he's really her father. There's all that weird shit with her, the mother, and the I guess her aunt, right? Or what
half sister, half sister, Axel. They always have to say half sister, half sister.
Well, it seems like there's three generations. The great grandmother, I was gonna say, there's like three generations of women who like look the same, right? Like the blonde, and either are missing, died young, or whatever. And we, you know, at one point we were talking about that. It's like the Mulholland Drive interchangeable woman. And then I looked that up. There were some film review type literary papers done on this kind of film theory. Kind of, I guess, as an adjunct to like film noir or something like that, where you have women who look the same and are and maybe represent the same thing, but it's through like the male gaze or whatever. But in this case, it reminds me of the all-time classic and what this show is kind of a copy, Chinatown, where he's fucking the daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why it makes me think. And I don't want to get too crazy, even though we just did have the lead revealed as an alien. But
at least it wasn't a vampire.
Could they go even further? Could they go even further? I'm just getting the feeling of this interchangeability between not only those characters, but like the times and the themes. And is this really happening? Is this just... are they trying to extract some kind of it? Like when you go down that road, like not a simulation, but a whole series of events set up to extract something from John or have John do something, or maybe they wanted to get into this family and it went too far. I don't know if they're going to kind of flip it like that, but I do see the flipping of the alien and detective story, in which what the aliens are doing becomes a mirror and is so much like what the humans are doing, which they're just involved in a cover up of something dumb that they did. And they don't want John to find out. You know what I mean? So like they actually kind of even it out in that way. I don't even know if I'm making sense anymore, but I'm kind of enjoying this.
Right. So, Mike, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, no, I was going to say, no, he stopped making sense probably about 30 seconds before that.
Yeah, point, I know. No.
I lost him 30 seconds ago, too, for some reason.
I think I lost myself. I think that was the hit I took 3 minutes
I put an injection in, and I was just kind of like going home. So,
go ahead, Solo, going home.
Go ahead. I just
want to shout out Starman, that was in my mind too. Remember the old Jeff Bridges movie? But remember how he was, if there was one character in film history that reminds me of John Sugar, it's Starman, because he was so wanted to learn everything.
Great reference.
There you go.
Yeah. I love Starman. I got to revisit that. I haven't watched that since I was a kid. Maybe it'll make the film list. Top 1,000. Is
that Karen Allen? Okay.
I hope so. No, I don't know. I love Karen Allen. I think she's one of the most underrated. I love her. She was in that the Challenger.
It was,
movie, too.
Karen Allen.
Karen Allen.
Yep.
She had a good run, Karen Allen.
She did.
In the '80s. Okay, so one of my big questions with this whole thing, we get the injection in the bathroom and mirror in the bathroom. You did see a lot of reflections of him early in the episode, like double, like when he's at the closet getting ready. There was a lot of reflections from the mirror, and they did it a few other times. Thought it was interesting. But so when he goes home, he becomes Silver Surfer. Does he mind travel? Does he actually go home to his planet? And what are some of your thoughts? Is it just a metaphor of being in your own skin? Is there actually really going home, or it's just like you're wearing this human face and then you just need to feel, because he goes, I want to take a break, kind of cut myself off and go home. So is it just like a mental meditation? Like, what are you guys, any thoughts on the actual physical or mind altering traits that happen in this situation?
I looked at it as kind of metaphorical. Like, he's probably just like, it requires some form of effort to look like that all the time. And it's his getaway. Like, okay, I spent all my time here watching movies, trying to learn how to be one of these motherfuckers. Let me go back home and look like myself, you know, like go back home metaphorically and just kind of like, is it to do like the equivalent of like how women say, like, as soon as I get it, I take my bra off. Like, that's him. That's him.
Or take my face off.
Him putting his alien body back on. So yeah, I that's kind of how I looked at it. But I mean, but we don't see, like, it ends with him just looking in a mirror. For all we know, maybe it does extend beyond that, and we'll find that out at the start of the next episode. But yeah, I took it metaphorically.
Buffalo.
I don't know. With this species, it could be somewhat both, right? Maybe part of his consciousness exists on that planet or something, and by transforming, he comes home, or just home is being back in his own body. You know,
I'm coming home.
It works both ways, right? And it goes with the show. I think that's in line with the show, him saying a line like that, instead of being like, I'm blue again. Or like Melanie walks in and goes, John, why are you looking so blue? Is everything okay? I thought the special effects were good. That's a good, what do you think, Solo?
Well, from the information we have just in the episode alone, I feel it's like, taking your face off, taking the bra off, you know, putting sweatpants on or whatever, or walking around in your, you know, undies, even though just like, then I go back to like all these little clues, like when Melanie's there and he's, you know, in his button down with his shorts looking like Tom Cruise from Risky Business, like he's like, and she's like, what's going on here? Like, why is your pants off? He's like, oh, I'm just going to take a shower. Like the innocence. And so I feel that there's got to be some sort of, I don't know, like by him going to his own skin, can he only do it a few times? Does it affect him if he does that too often? like when the doctor's saying he's using intravenous drugs, we're assuming he's getting, you know, taking Demerol to sleep, but maybe that's, you know, that's what that is. And then Henry, the thing he injected with Henry to save him, but he was so adamant at sending Melanie away, locking the door and injecting him to save his life. Is that the same thing? Did he go home during that? Because then the next shot we see him lying in bed. I mean, he looks like Colin, it looks like Sugar, but you know, did he have to transform back to the alien to heal in the bathroom? You know, there's some time there that we don't know. So there's interesting factors in it, but yeah, I don't know. I think it might be just taking Sugar's thoughts out of his head. Maybe he doesn't know who Sugar is when he's the alien. Maybe he has no recollection of what he's doing on Earth as Sean Sugar. Maybe that's what it is. So it's like a mental break. That could be a possibility.
That's interesting. Because here's what I was just thinking about when I talked about how everybody knew something about John that he didn't know. I kind of assumed that was the alien thing. Like they don't know, like he doesn't remember that he's an alien or some shit. But this just like he does know that. Right. So whatever this big secret is it's not his true nature, which then now, like you said, begs the question, like, what?
No, right?
There's just so much shit going on, man, that it's almost kind of hard to like tie all my thoughts together in the moment, but.
Yeah.
I'm on the pod with two serious pot smokers, so I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Cuz this show would get you.
I'm trying to see. Robert from our Facebook group says the reveal was kind of goofy for a show that seemed to take itself so seriously, and that's one thing that I've seen too, but I thought the special effects were good. The shootout scene was quite entertaining when you first get a glimpse of his power. Maybe this is a sequel to Fringe. That would be cool if it was. But yeah, that's very cool. Let's see. There was, I'm just trying to jump around because I do appreciate when people have something to say on the Sugar Facebook thing. We already talked about Royal. And then
the comment you read, was that from the Sugar Facebook group or for something you posted in the Daily DVR?
Yeah, that was daily. That was the Daily DVR.
Oh, okay.
Group. And then
while you're jumping around, I was going to say that I could see somebody maybe being dissatisfied with the reveal if they missed a lot of the hints throughout the course of the season. And it feels 100%. Very much out of left field.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if it felt out of left field, I could see somebody going like, what the fuck? But like if you've caught some of these things, it doesn't feel that way, and that's why I don't see why people could be mad.
Mike, that is probably the best point that anyone's made on the Sugar Podcast, even though we've only been
this
on
this is the best point that anyone's
episodes.
Made in the history of
made in the history of Sugar. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Axel had some good Game of Thrones stuff, but no, but you're right because. I got a friend, my buddy Abby, who's watching it, but I don't know if he listens to the pod or not. And he was behind and, you know, so it's going to be interesting if he's not listening to pod, what he thinks. Like when he watches it, be like, wait, what? Like, have you caught the clues? I think you're right. If you caught the clues and started thinking about the show, not just watching it, it's there. It's all there. But if you're just thinking it's a PI show, what's going on? How is he going to get out of this? And then all of a sudden, you know, he turns to an alien. You're like, wait, what?
What the fuck? Like
that could be either some people could take it as freaking awesome or this is bullshit, you know. But again, and going back quickly to Axel's point where they were going to reveal after episode one that he was an alien, I'm glad they didn't because there's no stakes at that stalling shootout.
I might
there's
not
no
even make it.
Whatsoever.
Yes.
I might not have even kept watching the show.
Yeah.
Right.
If they revealed it in episode one, I might not have even kept watching the show. I'd be like, I don't know about this shit.
So, man.
Oh, I'm so glad.
But the stakes of that shootout was so intense, like that, you know, and I was going through my mind, is he going to die? Is he going to, but if he's an alien, he'll be fine. Cause I mean, he's like, I don't want to hurt you guys. Turn yourself into the cops. Yeah. And then Stalling's just like, what? Are you insane? But
I love that scene. Because the way Farrell played it, like he's terrified, like he played it like the way a human would be terrified of getting shot. But his right. terrified was, I'm terrified of what you gonna make me do to you.
Yeah.
I love, I fucking love that about
so
this
good.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he goes into this thing without a gun. Now, which, you know, I'm like, either you're stupid or you're an alien. And we found out he's an alien. But so Charlie, his civilian that he uses, so we know Charlie's not an alien, she's human. Did the guy that he beat the hell out of that came back with the, you know, the thing on his nose that he takes his cell phone, did that person kill Charlie, or did Ryan Chappelle from 24 Miller kill Charlie? Like, do we know exactly who took care of Charlie? Because she evidently didn't make it.
That's a good question.
I got the impression that it was the guy he beat up. That's why he was like, I'm home. You know what I mean? Like, he's like,
What's weird.
He did his job.
I thought when he said that. Okay. Because when he said that, I thought maybe. But now, wait a minute. I can't remember. Did they release him? They had him tied up?
Forget. They released
all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, that's right. They told him to go. That's right. Okay. They did get rid of him.
That's a good question, but I'm going to guess because Grandpa didn't die from the heart attack and Davey was still somehow alive after getting shot in the head, that Charlie is not dead. I don't know. I think it's a continuing theme, the show. Like, you think somebody's dead or something and they're not. So I'm going to guess that she just is like knocked out or something. And it's another way to exhibit, his humanity, right? Like his connection. Maybe that's the thing too, is maybe, like I was saying, he really loves humans. He wants to be human. He's in love with the art they create, what, you know, what we are, they, that's us. I'm a human, by the way. sometimes I
don't, well, I think we're missing,
remains to be seen.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're missing something really quick. Cause I want to put these pieces together real quick. So Charlie sets the timer 10 minutes. You know what to do if I'm not back in 10 minutes, he gets on the cell phone, in the house. And I think he calls Charlie, the phone goes, it's disconnected. Okay. Then he has to go get his car. And then later on at Ruby's house, he's saying, is Charlie alive or whatever? So my guess is they took her in the van, that she's not there, because if she was dead in the van, Sugar would have known.
That's a good, you're right. He had to get his car. That was so dreamy.
See, that's why we have a non-pothead on the podcast. Take a shit like that.
Yep. Good.
No, I just saw that.
Like, holy shit. Good job.
Yeah. I think she's going to show up later, dude. I think that's.
You guys got me convinced. Yeah. I hadn't even considered that, but yeah.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Yeah. I'm more intrigued after this episode. And I think they did a really good job of bringing these two storylines together to the point now it is one storyline, right? Because it's all connected now. I like that. We still don't, but the thing is, did he and Melanie ever find out that Davey shot himself?
Not yet. I don't think so.
I don't remember that there was a scene where they talked about it or where someone told them, but I guess it would be in the papers.
It depends,
whatnot, right?
It would, it could have been.
Well, how much time has passed?
Yeah.
Seems like a day. Like one day.
And I do have to say, when Sugar pulls in and goes to the hotel where Melanie's at, where he gets everything, the outside is right. I must have passed that 1,000 times in my daily Burbank drives.
Oh,
no. It's the Portofino Inn and Joe's Coffee Shop. They always shoot there. I doubt they shot in the hotel because it's a sleaze, like almost like a sleaze bag, but hotel. So it's I they probably built a set or whatever for the interior, but just to let you know, just Johnny Shug is in my hood. Nice.
If Charlie is still alive and possibly just elsewhere, how do we know that she's not an alien?
Or Johnny Shug said, I use a civilian for
to his knowledge.
Well, that's true. Or
like,
now that she's dead, she becomes an alien. They use her body.
No, I'm saying it sounds to me like you guys got me convinced that she's probably not dead.
I think she's dead. I think she's dead. She's gone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you think they took her in her van?
I think they must have took her and then dealt with her.
Because I thought you were making a case. would have known. Maybe she was alive and left.
Because why does Sugar ask Ruby about her later?
I think that's the connection to his humanity. Even after all of this, the thing he's worried about is Charlie.
Well, right? I think his point is, how does he not know? Why does he have to ask Ruby? Like,
yeah, because the van wasn't there. Then Solo has to be right.
Because the van couldn't have been there.
I'm agreeing that the van wasn't there.
Interesting.
That's the only thing, and I don't know if that's a continuity thing or if that's just.
This show feels tight enough that I feel like that's not a continuity thing.
I have a question for you. A car pulled up. There was only one person in it. That person got out, hit their gun against a thing. If they took the van, who drove their car away? Did they just leave their car
or
there?
Or they took her. Maybe she wasn't in the van.
Maybe he pushed the van down a cliff.
Maybe they took
the van up in the spaceship.
Or maybe Charlie is also an alien and they're all keeping something from John.
And why did they not show us who that guy was?
That
was interesting too.
Gosh, I now came up with the best thing. All the people that he killed were aliens. Maybe Stallings an alien, his girlfriend, the other dude, they're all aliens. Everybody's a fucking alien.
I didn't say it, but that thought crossed my mind.
You get an alien. You get an alien.
If we get Sigourney Weaver to do a cameo, then I'm sold. I'm sold.
But that's the reason that crossed my mind is, again, because I do feel like there's something that everyone knows about John, or that's something that everyone knows that John doesn't know. But then when we were talking about Olivia and her connection and how come nobody cares about what happened to Olivia, it made me think about, like, yeah, why does no one seem to give a shit but Jonathan about what's going on with Olivia? And it just made me wonder, like, what if everybody's a fucking alien and they don't give a shit about Olivia? I don't know, but the thought crossed my mind.
Maybe that's the thing that John doesn't know, is they've already took over and they're just letting him play out this thing. But it's got to have to do something to do with his... You have a missing sister.
It's got to connect to the sister.
It's got to. And maybe something...
Yeah.
There is a little bit of a hint... And I wouldn't say a spoiler, but I mean a little bit of a hint in the TV Guide article just talks a little bit about, like, things from his past, you know, that we may learn more about his past. So that can play into it too. That's something that we have to consider, you know, whatever happened to him. What we're seeing him going through is not just being an alien in LA, but would it maybe some experience he had as an alien on his other planet? You know what I'm saying? Like, that goes back.
Just farther. Don't be a simulation. Don't be a simulation. No, don't be a simulation. Don't be a simulation.
Look how much look how much information and great just content they've packed into 6 episodes that are about 35 minutes apiece.
Good, all this great shit in
35 minutes apiece, 6 episodes.
Totally.
When we got shows out here doing fucking an hour and 10 minutes and a whole bunch of fucking episodes, it feel like, man, that could have been 6 or 7 episodes and it's fucking 13 instead.
Yep.
Like, man, yeah, it almost feels like it's one of these last two is going to have to be a little bit longer because there's so much left to cover, it feels like.
Now, there are 2 more episodes.
Yeah, episodes.
Yeah, I looked it up. It said 8.
Okay, good, good. Because I was worried that next week was the finale, because on IMDb they only have 7.
I'd have been deeply concerned if there was only one more.
I know.
Two hours long.
I feel like they've set enough mood that they could leave us with a cliffhanger, you know? I feel like...
I also assumed that there wasn't going to be a second season, that it was just going to... This was like going to be the one and done.
No, they want to do more. That this is planned for multi seasons. And I think,
because I'm so trained I thought that too.
No.
And also when I see 8 episodes, I kind of think limited series as well.
Oh, I think it's gonna
I don't know how I feel about multiple seasons though.
Depends where they're gonna go with this whole world, I think. It might be a different show.
Learning about John and about the reality of everything that's going on has been the big one of the most important things about what why this season has been so great, and you're not going to have that unless you come up with some new fucking mystery. But I don't know. I feel like once I know about John, and which I now do, and I feel like I'm going to learn more about his history and why he's here. What is there left? What story is there left to tell?
Well,
future seasons. Well, I mean, there's plenty of story, but like, I feel like learning about John has been the best part.
Well, I'll tell you what they'll do. If I don't know if this is a big hit on Apple TV or what, don't you get the feeling that if they do more seasons, it won't be with Colin Farrell and they'll explore the world of Sugar? You know what I mean? Like, they may go different directions, kind of like what some shows try to do. And I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that.
Oh,
but I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope not either, because Colin Farrell's the reason we're watching this show. I mean, that's great filmmaking. I mean, great everything. You know, the cast is great, but Colin Farrell is what got me to be like,
yeah,
oh, he's in a Reservoir Dog suit. He's LA. He likes movies. I'm in.
And you know? he seems invested in the show. It's Apple TV Plus, which we all know. They'll fucking nobody watches it anyway. They'll renew it.
They get tons of money. I mean, if they like the
they
show,
get like half the viewership of like Paramount Plus and Peacock. They get like no, and the shows really? Are so good. Yeah, people do not watch.
Really? Wow.
Dude, most people who have Apple TV Plus don't even know they have it. They get it free with their phone or whatever, and they just never even look, and they can't tell the difference between Apple TV and Apple TV Plus and what's free and what costs money. Just like Amazon has done a great job now of differentiating that, well, because they want to add ads. But anyway, long story short, my feeling is you got Colin Farrell. I don't think this show cost $1 billion to make. I mean, I think salaries probably are the biggest thing, Colin Farrell's. So I think this is going to get renewed. And it's only 8 episodes. I don't see why they wouldn't do it. It'll pick up steam. Yeah. It's another thing. They can make the library bigger and, you know, keep moving from there.
Yeah, that's definitely possible.
Do it. I liked it.
Man, yeah, I had four Apple TV shows in my top 10 last year.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if people aren't watching Apple TV, man, I don't
it's
know what
crazy,
to tell you.
Dude. But that's like, not everybody is TV heads like us. But Mike, I think, do you have to get going, pal? I just looked at the time.
Yeah. I can get.
Yeah. We can wind it down. Do we have anything quick we have to run through, or we kind of hit everything?
Yeah.
I will say that if they did it like kind of like an anthology, I could see it possibly working. But like you guys said, Colin Farrell has been incredible on here. But again, I feel like if we're going multiple seasons here, like if there's not much more left to learn about John, that's a big part of what's made this first season good. And you lose that in future seasons. I don't know. I don't know if they could ever be as good. But if they have a plan, I trust them, because this has been a great one, man. I don't even see how they could fuck up the final two episodes enough to where this won't be in my top 10.
I just
don't see it.
Mike, couldn't you see where it slightly changes in the fact that John becomes a little more cohesive, coherent, with a plan, is against what they're doing and is trying to somehow work? You know, I think that's a good show,
but it's a different show than this one.
That's true.
Like I feel like the show would kind of have to become different at that point. It could still be great, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's happened before. Shows have changed.
That's definitely some sugar for thought.
Ah, yes, it is. Better well sugar done. Than salt.
Yes. So, all right. Mike, thanks for coming on. Where can our listeners find you on those interwebs?
Yep, you can find me, One Mike. You can search that on YouTube. That's where my channel is. You can search me on Facebook. Same name, One Mike. I have a Facebook page where I post a lot of stuff and I do a lot of commentary. I have a Discord, which has a link in every video that I post. You can join the Discord, chat with me there. Twitter, One Mike Network. So anything One Mike, you search that and you'll find me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Indeed.
And, you know, we got some Mayor of Kingstown this summer, and you never know.
Yeah.
Heath Solo could be taking a vacation here and there, so we might have to get you on to co-host with Axel Foley. I don't know. It's the rumor.
Alrighty. Anyway. Mike pushing motherfuckers off of buildings in the trailer, yeah. So we already know we're getting busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get back in that world.
A snowplow couldn't take me out. I'm killing everybody. Fuck this shit.
Mikey.
You want to kill Bunny? Fuck it. I'll kill Bunny.
Damn. Axel, any final words?
No.
And where can we find you?
No. Thank you, Solo. Great job hosting as the usual. Thank you, Mike, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening, for that review we got. And yeah, this is a fun show. I'm happy. I like it even more after talking with you guys, and that's a good sign. So that's all I got.
Cool. You guys feel like it's going to hit your top tens at the end of the year? Are you still,
I think so.
I don't know.
I do mine in real time. As I watch and finish shows, I update my list.
So do I.
Throughout the year. So Sugar right now is there. I can't see it falling out unless there's probably 5 or 6 amazing shows that would bump it. And I don't see that happening, but I'm sure Sugar will be there. I mean, I'm glad we all liked it because it would be tough. I wasn't sure. I had a feeling you guys would, but the critics and everything, you do what you got to do, but I watch it, talk to you guys and my wife, and that's in some friends, and that's about it. I don't go out there just because ever since the Game of Thrones negativity, whether it was warranted or not, I just, it was too much. It was like, oh my God, there's so much hate. So I'm like, again, trying to be like John Sugar.
Oh my God.
And be nice and not want to hurt anybody.
You are so right, dude. You are so right. Literally, I hadn't been on Twitter. Like, I go on every couple months, look what's going on, or I didn't want to look up something or something. I said something on Twitter. It took literally 30 seconds for a Game of Thrones motherfucker to start trying to cancel me. This is like, I'm telling you, stay away. I love Game of Thrones, but that whole... I love so many people in it, but man, that gets people angry, dude. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's just a precursor of what's to come. Yeah. The internet is fucked up. You gotta,
Yeah. Yeah.
People go nuts.
Unfortunately.
Man. People go nuts. But next week we're going to talk about
Axel?
Something from the internet. We got to talk about Baby Reindeer next year, babe, on Daily DVR.
Oh, that's right.
People subscribe to the Daily DVR feed.
Show.
Have you seen that yet, Mike?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay.
I watched the first 4.
Come talk about it.
Okay. That'd be we got to talk about it next week.
I watched the first 4.
I agree. I have thoughts on the show and I have thoughts on the reception to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts and talk about a roller coaster of emotions for me personally. Mm-hmm. I'm only 4 episodes in. I still got 3 left, but I'm like, I hate this show. Wow, that was really well done. Oh, wow. Why isn't this person doing that? I hate you for doing that. I'm just like, why are you telling and I'm like, and then I sit down with my wife. We're going to watch a movie. I'm like, you want to just go back to Baby Reindeer just to see what happens? I'm like, damn it, you Axel, you tortured me. Like, because I did not like it at first for reasons I'll explain on the pod. But then it's got me so intrigued. And I think that's what the show is supposed to do. You're not supposed to be like, this is the greatest show of all time, it's my favorite show, I'm gonna watch it every month. It's the discussion and everything, and it's crazy.
It took too long though. Like, I was dangerously close to not watching it anymore. Like once it got to I don't know where you're at relative.
I'm at after the writer, that whole episode with the writer and his weekend,
which was like the big reveal of that.
The big reveal episode. I almost didn't make it there. So once we got there, I was like, oh, this is some whole different shit. But what they spent the first 3 episodes doing, I wasn't that into.
Yeah, so, 1 and 2. Yeah, 1 and 2 for me, I wasn't gonna watch it anymore. And then 3 kind of pulled me back, and 4, even though it is a difficult episode, it's so well done. That I was like, now I have to fucking watch the rest of this stupid show. Yeah. So anyway,
all right, guys.
That's a little tease. A little tease for you guys. We'll be covering Baby Reindeer. So This is Sugar, episode 6. We'll be back next week for episode 7. Go to dvrpodcast.com. Go to patreon.com/DVR. And if you haven't bought the Star City Murders yet, rent it or go to Amazon, Apple TV, Vudu, Fandango, wherever you want, Google Play, and check it out. You'll see me act like an asshole at times. All right. That's it for Shug. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Axel. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Peace.